One of the things I love about this is people having an opinion, because you go to lots of business link type events where they try and do everything for everyone, and if you try and do everything for everyone, who do you end up with?
Nobody.
Wow, I'm so pleased I'm full of engaged business owners and decision makers. And Rod Sloan's got something to say about that, because where are you? Wow. Uncle Rod. Okay. Uncle Rod taught me loads last year. Who went to Barack Obama Your Business last year? How good? Three of you. I know half the room is lying. Come on. Had a Barack Obama Your Business, and that's what I learnt off Rod, but we did that in Essex and King's Cross, which kind of says it all, really, doesn't it? Rod Sloan.
Bernie's talked about engagement, which is a horrible management word, isn't it? Because as humans, we don't engage with other humans. We talk to them. How are you doing? And adults, we talk to each other, don't we? Do you talk to other adults?
Yeah.
As businesses, we talk to other businesses. As adults, we talk to teenagers. Teenagers don't talk to adults, of course. But that's what we do. And this is all going pretty goddamn fine. Until about 20 years ago. And then, the Dark Lord decided things had to change. The devil himself, Beelzebub, Lucifer, in the bowels of Hades, decided to create something and to give that tool to human beings. And we would take that tool and we would think it would enable us, help us communicate, help us spread the word. But it really was nothing worse than cocaine. I'm talking about PowerPoint. The worst tool ever invented. And my simple message to you tonight is this, and to all my fellow speakers, stop using PowerPoint. It doesn't help you communicate. It's a barrier to communication. Now, to prove to you that I'm a complete charlatan, I'm now going to use PowerPoint. Do you recognise this slide?
That's my business plan.
Okay. Oi, little guy, shut up.
Sorry.
Okay. This was the most dangerous slide ever invented. And it's been talked about on the New York Times. So let me show you what it really looks like. And that up there might give you a clue. Afghan stability. This is the slide that shows how NATO forces are going to win the Afghan war. And to make you really worried, it's been brought together by this mob called Coin Dynamics, who I think produce laundrette machines. Right. So that's how we're going to win the war. Are you worried? And that's built on PowerPoint. Do you believe that now US Marines don't learn how to shoot their rifle, this is my rifle, they learn how to make PowerPoint slides? Okay, so this guy, do you recognise who he is? It's not Bernie with his syrup on. Right. This guy is General Stanley McChrystal, head of Allied Forces in NATO. And what he said about this slide was... I'll give you a clue. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban don't use PowerPoint. You simply say, hey, you go over there, take that bomb and do it. But we use PowerPoint. That's why we're screwed. And that's why if you use it in your communication, you're screwed. But even worse than you being screwed, your customers are screwed. Okay. And you recognise this guy? Okay. This is General James Mathis of the Marine Corps. He's a real hardcore Marine. In fact, he's got a nickname. His nickname is Mad Dog and also Chaos. And that's, I think, a nickname we should give to Bernie Mitchell. Mad Dog Bernie Mitchell. Right? Or Chaos might be better, I don't know in that sense. Okay, so General James Mathis hates PowerPoint. PowerPoint makes us stupid. It's dangerous because we create the illusion of understanding and the illusion of control. We oversimplify things. Some problems in the world are not bullet sizable. PowerPoint makes us stupid. It makes you, as a communicator, stupid. And it also demeans the audience. I can see one person nodding there, and maybe they're nodding, in that sense. So that's what you're doing to your audience. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sloan, you're a hypocrite. You're trying to convey some sweet, humdinger message, but you're using PowerPoint. And I would say, yes, I am a hypocrite. But so is anybody here who knows Bernie Mitchell and calls him his friend. In that sense, okay. So, does this guy use PowerPoint? The boss? No. Does the special one use PowerPoint? You know who the special one is, don't you?
Use it.
No, this is the special one. Sir Ian.
Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie. But no, the other special one doesn't use PowerPoint. And the one who would like to be the special one doesn't use PowerPoint, does he? All right. And neither does the real special one. And for the gentleman in the audience, there's three more pictures of her. So, PowerPoint makes us stupid. Only fools use it. Stop using it. And finally, because there's got to be a caveat warning and a health and safety. There we go. Thank you very much. Back to Mad Dog Bernie Mitchell.
Thank you very much. We need to have that.
Can everyone go? Ooh.